morning we're continuing Chayodim, Kalam, and Dalad, and we're looking at Simon Ches. Marav Shal Shabbos, Yesh Amrim, Tafilu Hanoigim Lispala Marav Bismana, Mutram Lispala Bilal Shabbos Mibodjoim, Mavachiyim Miplaga Mincha Ve'elech. So there's an argument with some say that even though a person normally, we've said a person is normally Noig to Daven Marav, after Tzeis, he should continue to do so on every night of the week. He wants he's done it a certain way. That's what he should always do. There's one opinion holds that Tarti Desastri is a lifetime decision. Either you do one way or you do the other. You have a choice to pick. Either way, you can daven mincha always before plag and marag after plag, or you can daven mincha until shkia slash Tzeis, or at least slash benash moshes and marag after Tzeis. That's why you should always be noyeg. And that is actually the preferred opinion in halacha. The second one says, each night, each day is different. Even though I can't, the Tarti Desastri says, in one day I cannot do various different ways. I cannot daven mincha marav in the same time slot. But if on Monday I daven one way, and Tuesday I daven another way, is that a problem? So even according to the opinion that a person should keep to one opinion all the time, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if that's what you hold like, fine. But that means mincha is until plag and marav is after plag. So that's what you hold. That's what you hold. You don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda on Monday, like the Chacham on Tuesday, and like Rabbi Yehuda again on Wednesday. So even according to that opinion, Erev Shabbos is different. That since there's a mitzvah timoisi michal al kodesh, the kibbutz mitzvah so lohisi michal al kodesh. So there's a concept of Tosafot Shabbos, which is a din d'oraisa. So you're supposed to extend the Shabbos. So we could argue if you're extending Shabbos means it's already the next day. It's not Friday anymore, it's already part of Shabbos. So if so, I could daven the Marav, which is Shayach to Shabbos. So I'm going to be allowed, exceptionally, on Erev Shabbos, to daven my Marav earlier than I normally do. Now the Gra disagrees with this, and the Gra says that a person should be makpid to daven Marav after Tzeis Kechavim, even Friday night. And there actually are some minyanim, which they'll make, the way they make early Shabbos is, they daven mincha, and then recover Shabbos. If it's still daytime, they can go home and eat. It's not a half an hour before Tzeis Kechavim. You're allowed to make a meal. Not to finish the meal because you started behetzer, like we spoke about, and then afterwards they daven marav at 9 o'clock at night. So they get together again for a minyan. They daven marav b'smanoi with kriyas shema, berachas kriyas shema, everything. So that's according to the Gra. That's a minyan in many places, some places. That is a minyan. So not to daven marav early. And this idea of making early Shabbos and the soifin is found in some places in Eretz Yisrael. But he's bringing an opinion over here which says that no. That Friday night is going to be exceptional. So he's also introducing this interesting idea that being Makabel Shabbos gives it a status of the following night in regards to Marav. At least in regards to Marav, we spoke about the idea of extending the day early. See, even if you would argue, like the Ayur Rava, which you mentioned before, that Davening Marav really does not make it nighttime, you can say Tachron afterwards. But maybe being Makabel Shabbos, which is extending the status of Shabbos, would allow you to daven Marav early. But the Chayyadim is clearly consistent with what he said before. Davening Marav makes it nighttime, so being Makabel Shabbos also makes it nighttime. Therefore, you can daven Marav already. It's considered Kilayla. But that doesn't help you for Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is not really totally in nighttime, it's totally in Zman Shkiva. So I cannot make it because I daven Marav early, or I was Makabel Shabbos early, then I go to bed earlier. I still don't go to bed earlier. So that's already totally in Tzeis Kechavim, which Chazal explains is the time that people go to sleep. Therefore, Kriya Shema has to be said in the appropriate time. And then the next piece of the Chayyadim we already looked at, which is the issue of what to do with your meal in this situation. Now, so we'll run through that very quickly. If you're going to do that, make sure you start early enough that you don't get involved in the question of Kriya Shema. If you're hungry, you shouldn't wait. Because you said Kriya Shema with the Zibur, according to one opinion, you were Yotzei. You should read after the Achila. Okay, now, there are 2 points over here which we're going to explain better in the following shir. One is, what's the appropriate order at the end of the meal? Kriyat Shema and benching. And Sfira, if it's irrelevant. Then the second issue, we talked about the issue of Tarti Nisasri and Erev Shabbos. Meanwhile, have a good day.